I would like to thank you for taking your time out to watch this video. You know, it's my privilege, it's a blessing to me to get to share the gospel with you, the gospel of peace. It's the good news that God loved you so much that He came as a man to take on your sinful condition and basically bury it, wipe it out of the way, so that you could become righteous before God. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is righteousness. You know, a lot of people does not understand righteousness and the definition of it and the dynamic of it, for that matter. Righteousness, see, when God makes you righteous in Christ with Himself, He has to create in you the same state of being, if you will, that He is. He has got to make you on the inside holy and righteous and true, so He, by the Holy Spirit, can come in and dwell. Now that's what righteousness is. It is the equality, or the state of equality, where there is peace, there is tranquility, there is harmony. Now let's look at a scripture in Colossians. And Paul was writing to the Colossians to correct a lot of people that was trying to impose on people, to attack their identity that they had in Christ now. And he was trying to correct that. Listen to what he says. Chapter 2 and verse 6 says, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding with thanksgiving." See, when we have been made right with God, we have peace with our Creator. There's no more animosity. There's nothing that separates us. All we can do is thank Him. You know, that's our attitude now as new believers, as believers in, as a new creation in Christ. We're thankful. You know, and that's what God desires, because He knows that when you have an attitude of thanksgiving, He knows that you've got it, that you've got the truth, that you're receiving what He says about you. Now let's listen to this. "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." What he's saying here, do not let nobody bring a charge against you. And he says the same thing in Romans 8. It's God who justifies, so don't let people attack you and bring you down. You know, everyone will try to attack your identity if it's founded in Christ. You know, that's why Christ was crucified. He claimed His righteousness with God. He said, "I am one with my Father." And you know, they just could not understand that. They did not want to understand that. And so instead of receiving Jesus as God's identity, as God's representative to man of Himself, they persecuted Him. You know, they tried to stone Him several times, and it ultimately ended up in the crucifixion of Jesus. Now let's go on. It says, "For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." That means the Godhead. "And you have been filled in Him," or King James, New King James translation says, "you are complete in Him," which I like better, "who is the head of all rule and authority." Now, if we're complete in Christ, the Word of God tells us that we are complete in Christ. Who is man to tell me that I'm not complete in Christ? Who is man to come to you and tell you, "Oh no, you've got to do this and do this, do that to be acceptable before God"? No, that's dead works. We're acceptable before God. We're made righteous with Him by just believing, having faith in His Son who obtained righteousness. Righteousness is a free gift. It puts us up on an even plane with God. You know, we're in equity. We're in equality. Now, that may sound like it's, you know, way out there and blasphemous, but no, that's your true identity. You don't make yourself above God. That's what self-righteousness does. It's about me and my ego. You know, I'm going to rise up above God. I'm the God of my own world. No, No, that's not who you are if you're in Christ. You're not above Him, but let me tell you something, you're not below Him either. You are equal in the Spirit of God to where God can come into you and make His home. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that we are His temple. He dwells in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. You know, and we thank Him for that. I mean, that's the thanksgiving. That's the attitude of thanksgiving, because God has made me righteous by Himself, and it's a free gift. I challenge you today to know your identity in Christ, because this is the foundation of the faith.